First of all, we want to create a state ethics commission, and we want it to be independent, aggressive, and empowered. That's what I think is the real key here. We want it to be nonpartisan in nature, and we want it to have some teeth to it so that it can receive complaints, investigate those complaints, and begin investigations on their own of violation of any ethics laws in New Mexico.
Okay. Now, one of the things I noticed about this is that this seven-member commission that you're proposing would be selected, appointed by the governor and the and legislative leaders. Are you a little bit concerned that there could be a conflict of interest there among those members of that commission?
Well,
if they're asked to investigate the people who actually appointed them?
The piece that's missing here that you didn't mention is we're asking the Supreme Court to give us a pool of candidates to give to the governor, and the governor and the legislators will only be able to appoint from that pool once they've been thoroughly screened by the judicial branch under the direction of the Chief Justice. It's not as though they really get to choose who goes. They don't get to choose who goes in the pool. That will go through the Supreme Court. And they have to be appointed by someone, and we have to make sure that we're not violating any constitutionalities. So one of the tugs in the past has been who gets to appoint between the governor and the legislature. And that's many times been one of the excuses for ethics commissions not passing. So they'll have a role in it, but they will not get to originate the names or forward names to the Supreme Court or any. The Supreme Court, under the direction of the Chief Justice, will be able to submit 21 names for seven spots. A pool of 21 names for seven spots, and that's the guidelines that we're putting into the initial draft of the legislation.
So you feel by doing this, setting it up this way, it might have a little more receptive audience among the legislature?
Right. I think that there's a lot of interest in this, and I think we have a lot more allies as we move forward, because it's clear to all of us that as I travel anyway, and that there is increased concern based on some of the recent indictments of the head of the Regional Housing Authority, some of the sentencings that have gone on, some of the accusations and allegations and rumors that are flying around, that we have to continue to build confidence in elected leaders and in government.
The key then is the commission you set up, and what other component of this effort is being important?
You know, let me just say about the commission, the key ingredients of the commission are that we have transparency, we have oversight, and they have enforcement. And when necessary, there's punishment, but they have ability to get the district court to issue subpoenas. They have ability to forward things on to the attorney general. The second part of our proposal today was to have a sunshine portal that is a user-friendly, one-stop shop, web-based sunshine portal that will, I think the most profound part of it, it will put the state's checkbook online. It will show how every tax dollar is spent. In addition to that, it'll have a capital outlay tracker. It will allow people to track those from start to finish. It will have a comprehensive list of all public meetings, not just committee hearings. It will include a database of all exempt employees and their salaries. And we're going to create a state book, which is about state employees, what their jobs are, and how to contact them at certain levels, secretaries, deputies, division directors. And then the last thing that we did was just continue the fight, which is something I've done, is to quarterly reporting for statewide candidates and elected officials. I do that already. We need to report quarterly, and within 2 years, we need to be reporting monthly. This would be your contributions and your expenditures, and getting the lobbyists on the same schedule. They have to report quarterly, and they would have to report monthly after 2 years. We would hopefully go from quarterly, get used to it, see how easy the technology is, but in 2 years, then they would start up reporting monthly. Every month, every 30 days, everybody would report.
One of my thoughts that I have here is that this kind of transparency is one way of, you know, to hold people accountable, but we had such a difficult time in this last legislative session just getting legislators to approve, you know, online
webcasting.
You know?
People understand that it's one step we have to take, and I would be for expanded webcasting in the Senate, more cameras, you know, just all the things. And if people are watching, if that's what they want to do all day or all night or whenever, they have that opportunity.
And that's one of the, that would be a component of your Sunshine Portal. I mean,
it's not part of our proposal.
No, it's
today,
not.
But I support that.
Yeah, and it's just another way that people can,
right,
you know, keep an eye as to what's going on in Santa Fe and statewide for that matter.
Right.
This is for the next legislative session. You're going to put this together.
We are. I'm going to talk. I haven't spoken to the governor about it, but I'm looking forward to doing that. And I'm going to ask him to put it on the call for the 30-day session in January.
So this wouldn't be something that might come up during a special session if we had.
If and when we have a special session, it needs to focus on the budget and any changes we need to make and make sure that we're not cutting services or doing anything. And I would want, if it were me, I would want the legislature to concentrate on that one fiscal issue of how we fill the gaps or deal with budget shortfalls and not have to deal with anything else. Either way, it would have to be on a call to get on the 30-day session because this is not a budgetary item. It's just it's a legislative item.
Finally, Diane, one more time, if you could express to me how important it is that we reestablish that trust that people have to have in all of their elected officials, not just state, but from any level.
I'm a New Mexican, and what I want people to say about New Mexico is that we have a culture of responsibility, not a culture of corruption.